Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. The fourth value of whites. We're territorial. We are extremely territorial. The Germans had the concept of blood and soil, but when I read a bit about the German concept of blood and soil, it didn't seem to be quite the same idea that I had. I thought of blood and soil as patriotism, dying for your country, fighting for your land. Maybe I just read something that wasn't well written or well researched. But I see blood and soil and the territorial nature of whites as another very potent feature. In fact, white people are like trees. And I'm serious. If you go and you study us, we're exactly like trees. You put a white in a place and he starts growing roots. And all that happens is his roots just go deeper. The tree just becomes stronger. Whites are exactly like trees. In fact, scientists who've gone and done DNA studies have found that there are many people in Europe and even in Britain where you can show that people with this DNA actually lived in this place for hundreds of years. And in some cases, people have lived in one area for thousands of years. White people are absolutely like trees. They just go and they sit in one place and they just put in their roots and then they don't want to move. They are completely the opposite of Jews, who are nomadic, and blacks, who are nomadic. Jews and blacks are nomadic because they're dysfunctional. Whites are different. Whites gain strength from the place they live in. And the longer they live there, the better they get at strengthening it. Whites are exactly like trees. I've even had a friend who's traveled in Europe and Britain, and he said to me that you can even see in certain places, you will even see that the girls look very similar. And the men look very similar. That is part of them breeding and staying in pretty much the same place for long periods of time. In parts of Europe, there are communities that have lived the same way for hundreds of years and they don't accept outsiders, etc. Europe is almost like an apartheid system on steroids, where Europe has become apartheid within whites, and it's known as nationalism. And you'll find that even within those whites, you'll find whites subdivided even more among other whites, and more and more subdivided. It's like a filtering system, a giant filter in Europe, where you have peoples who have stuck in the same place for a long time. However, now in this current age, there's a lot of mixing going on. We're going to get back to Professor Quigley and mixing. Because one thing that is happening among whites is that whites themselves are starting to mix in ways that they've not mixed before. And I'm going to get back to that topic of whites mixing and what can come out of that. We're going to get back to that. But whites are very territorial. I have found in my own life myself, I've found that I'm an inanely territorial person. I have my space and I defend my space like a wild lunatic, and I want my space and I hate it when things move into my space. And I think it's very much a white thing, and we've taken it to the highest levels. And concepts like patriotism, nations, you will see that it's built into us, but it exists in us everywhere. When a white person was born in Canada, Canada's his home. End of story. He doesn't see any reason why he should move to Australia. He's a Canadian. And whites are tied. They're like freaking trees. You plant them and they stay there. The whites of Africa also developed that kind of thing. Even the blacks remarked on this. There was a time where I read an article where blacks said that the whites who came to Rhodesia came as if they were going to live there for 1,000 years. And that's true. Ian Smith himself said blacks should not rule this country for 1,000 years. Here were whites who just pitched up 90 years earlier, and we'd already decided we're going to be living here for the next 1,000 years. End of story. It was not even something worth further thinking about. It was just a given. This is where we are. This is our home. And we're going to stay here forever. End of story. In South Africa, I find whites constantly talking about our country, our country, our country. The country is not even ruled by them anymore. In fact, it probably, in many ways, has not even been totally theirs all the time. But they look at this territory, and even though they're outnumbered like 10 to 1 by the blacks, and we're under black rule, and nobody even recognizes us, you find the whites walking around saying, our country, you know, what's happening to our country? And they are regarding this place as theirs. In their minds, this country belongs to them. They don't like all these other outsiders and other nuisances, and it's pissing them off. And that is exactly how whites are. Furthermore, our territorial nature is of such a nature that we're actually at our best on home ground. And it will bring me to the topic of white flight, which I regard as the worst thing that happens in America, white flight. People in Africa haven't even heard the term. But in America, it's a terrible, terrible thing. It's the worst weakness of the whites. But when whites are territorial and they know their territory and they feel comfortable in their territory, they also naturally put up a big fight for their territory. And when they do it extremely well. So my view on the territorial nature of whites is the following. It is that when whites are territorial and they're in a place, they should not abandon that place at all. They are not nomads. And Jewish nomadism and black nomadism is not our thing. When you're in a place and you've put your roots down and you know your territory. Before you abandon your territory, you should fight for your territory for every street, every house, every everything. You don't give up 1 inch of your territory. That is in keeping with what works for us. When you do this, we have again that nuclear energy that works for us. So that is the importance of the territorial nature. Tap into it. It's natural, it's powerful, and it has physical value. And the only time you can leave your territory is if you've physically been physically driven out of it. You don't give up your territory otherwise. You fight for every inch of it. It's natural. It's how we've lived for thousands of years. The territorial nature of whites is something that's been very much in existence for thousands of years. We did have some nomadism long time ago, and we used to travel distances, but in modern times, and when I say modern, I'm even talking thousands of years. I'd say the last 4,000 years, we don't just give up our territory. You fight for it, you've got to be driven out of your territory before you abandon it. It's a system, the blood and soil system works very well for us. When you are fighting on home ground, you do very well. When you are later transplanted somewhere else, you need to set up your roots again, and that's a long process. So you must not just abandon your territory. You must fight for it, and it's the white way of doing things. It hurts the enemy, it harms them, it slows them down, it gives them much pain. Pain is a thing you want to inflict on your enemies. You do not love your enemies, you hurt your enemies. These are topics I'll get back to, but the territorial nature of whites, number four, the territorial nature of whites, very important. Tap into it. It's natural, it's powerful, and it's a very powerful thing when done properly. And I'm convinced that in this modern age, we can be even more powerful at it. We can make it like a nightmare for our enemies. Our enemies will shit bricks. So territorialism, a very important value, closely tied to patriotism, long tradition, works well for us. Make sure that even if you lose it, that you've made your enemy bleed to the maximum, because hurting them, inflicting pain on them, leaving deep suffering and great psychological and physical harm on them is excellent, because it will make them think twice about coming to take your next piece of territory. Harming your enemies when you do lose your territory, very important, very, very important, has good long-term value for us, works for us. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.